Here's the problem. Everybody wants to just take energy, and then they don't realize when the short circuit happens. So the idea is, how do you become a perfect funnel of energy, a perfect pipe, like a river that always flows? If you're always just looking to take energy, you eventually short circuit the vessel. You eventually short circuit who you are because you're just a taker. So like with the example of the party, you go to a party because you genuinely want to be there for your friends. You want to be there, you want to show a good time. There is a moment, and we all know when that moment is, when we're too self-involved at the party. When we're staying past the time that is responsible because we just want to have that extra good time that we know isn't good for us. We know we should go to bed at a certain time. We know we promised ourselves we're not going to drink this much or do this or do that. But then when the attractive person shows up at the party, all of a sudden we get our second wind and we forget about long-term fulfillment and we just get reactive all over again. In those cases, we're not coming from a giving place. And yeah, it feels good for the moment, but then we totally short circuit. We think that by staying longer because the attractive person showed up, now it's going to change the course of my life like I just met my soulmate. But Kabbalistically, the soulmate is something that's earned through continuous spiritual work, not because you were smart enough to wait an extra hour at a party and you made it happen because of how smart you are. And the truth is, that's actually when you start to look dark. When that man or woman that you're attracted to sees that you're overstaying your welcome and you're actually no longer thinking about coming from a giving place or being like the light, but now you're just playing games of how to give yourself instant gratification, people just don't see the light in you anymore. They see darkness. Now, you may still look great physically, but the light's gone. People want the light.
Question.
Please.
So there's no flexibility in the boundaries. Let's say you've done a lot of the spiritual work. You decided, you went to the party to support a friend. You decided you were going to leave at 11. You do see a really attractive person. They are your soulmate. You decide to stay.
That's the tricky part. Even if they are your soulmate, it's not about the destination. It's about the process. You may not have a vessel to connect with them because you didn't go through the process of earning them. So again, it's not black and white. You don't just leave at 11 because you said you're going to leave at 11.
Yeah, it seems arbitrary.
But the problem is you always got to do the pause. Okay, one second. I want to stay. Pause. Why do I want to stay? Why is this in my movie? What's happening here? Am I coming from a giving place? Always to be asking the questions. And then if you're really honest with yourself and you ask, maybe you should stay. Maybe you shouldn't. But the problem is when we're robotic. The problem is when we don't think and we just follow our emotions. That's a guarantee that we're being the effect and not the cause.